The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. Recently, Kentucky Governor Steve Beshear restored the right of a convicted sex offender to serve in the state government. This man was supposed to be barred from any public service after he was out of prison. It's this kind of, quote, justice which sickens the heart of any righteous person and disgusts many who don't even profess Christ as their Lord. I often hear people complaining about not being able to get justice in our court system. They point to the snail's pace at which cases are tried, as well as mild sentences for serious crimes. They have a very valid complaint. The Bible teaches that justice should be rendered by government to each citizen, no matter his people group, his income, his influence, or anything else. It teaches liberty and justice for all. When Solomon dedicated God's temple, he had prayed for God to work justice, which means giving to every man what is his due. He had prayed, quote, "Then hear from heaven and act and judge your servants, punishing the wicked by bringing his way on his own head, and justifying the righteous by giving him according to his righteousness." End quote. The justice system of the Jews worked well. They had no prisons. When you give to each man what he truly deserves, good or bad, people begin to fear the law, and they are much more careful not to do evil. This is exactly what God had taught them through Moses. He taught them to punish crime according to how bad it is, and then He gave them commands by which to judge each crime. The worse the crime, the more severe the punishment. The punishment should fit the crime, as our ancestors used to say. Deuteronomy 17:13 tells us the result of this true justice. It states, quote, "And the rest will hear and be afraid, and will never again do such an evil thing among you." America's founders believed that God had created all men equal under the law. This is what the Declaration of Independence means when it states, "All men are created equal." We are all equal before the law. All should be judged by the same standard. This and only this would preserve liberty and justice for all. Thomas Jefferson had confirmed this in his first inaugural address, and he confirmed that this would be what would preserve our nation. He said, quote, "You should understand what I deem the essential principles of our government, equal and exact justice to all men." End quote. And there are now some people in Kentucky who are doing more than just complaining about the inequality of our judicial system. In a number of places within our borders, people are rising up and forming court watch groups in which private citizens volunteer to go to the courtroom and watch the cases being tried. If a prosecutor or judge fails to give a condemned criminal what is their due, these court watchers report this to local newspapers, radio and TV stations, and pastors who have previously agreed to make it known to the community. By reporting on the actions of our judicial servants, they are raising the accountability level in our judicial system. This is the great good that can be worked by citizen involvement. The Bible teaches us in Proverbs 29:2, "When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when a wicked man rules, the people groan." What are you doing to restore justice in your community? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Christian history tours, by visiting www.heritageministriesky.net. That address again is www.heritageministriesky.net. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.